The perfect combination of versatile athleisure and training apparel has arrived. Thanks to the visionary minds of New Balance, Clutch Athletics, and Rich Paul, the designs reflect the heart of the athlete and the spirit of the community. With rising defensive stars Will Anderson and Chase Young on the roster, Clutch Athletics brings the best innovative gear to all athletes, giving them style and performance on and off the field. Learn more and purchase Clutch Athletics at newbalance.com. Podcast, CBS Sports Daily NFL Podcast. I'm Will Brinson. I'm your host. It is, I don't know what day it is anymore. It is Thursday, February 10th. That sounds about right.
Groundhog Day.
Maybe it's Friday. Hell if I know. At any rate, this is the Super Bowl Bold Prediction Show. Joining me to make some bold predictions, Ryan Wilson and John Breach. What's up, boys?
We're doing pretty good. I think, Breach, are you nervous yet? I ask you every day.
Well, I mean, just ask me if I would jump off the rooftop of a hotel to guarantee a Bengals win. So, yes, I'm nervous.
With a fireman's – with the mat, the landing pad, you basically jump onto a bouncy house from the top of the hotel for an 89% chance of the Bengals winning the Super Bowl, and you wouldn't do it.
I said it had to be 100% chance, and I would do it. I'm not doing it at 89.
All right.
I don't like bouncy houses. I don't like jumping off roofs. So it's not a good combat.
All right. Enough.
Fair enough.
If you're watching on YouTube, youtube.com/pick6. If you're not watching on YouTube, check us out. We go live with emergency podcasts frequently. We are also we'll be recapping the Super Bowl. So turn on the alerts, like, and comment. If you're listening on Spotify, give us a 5-star rating. Let's dive into some bold predictions. We're going to go with offensive-based predictions. John Breach, we will start with you.
Brinson, you're going to hate my prediction. You're going to think I'm trolling you, which I might be. But my bold prediction is that Brinson's future Hall of Famer, Matthew Stafford, crushes his Hall of Fame dreams because he ends the game with more interceptions than touchdown passes.
Is that Hall of Fame worthy?
I don't think that gets him in the Hall of Fame. I think that rescinds his gold jacket if that happens. On the biggest stage, we've seen Stafford struggle at times. He has 9 interceptions in his past 7 games. He almost threw away the NFC title game.
I'm going to push back on that. This is a classic Breachian trope. Breach?
I want to hear this.
I'm sorry. How many games did you bring back?
Bring what back?
You said Matthew Stafford. How many picks and how many games?
9 picks in the last 7 games.
Why 7 games?
Because that's the most recent games. I'm looking at the most recent history. He almost threw the NFC title game away, Brinson.
Yeah, that was not great.
That was not great, yeah. Okay. He has 1 interception in the playoffs. He's been clutch as hell in the playoffs. You are cherry-picking.
A defender dropping an interception is not clutch by Stafford.
He's been awesome in the playoffs. You are cherry-picking 4 regular season games to try and beef up your stats, Brinson, and point out why Matthew Stafford is going to have interceptions.
What's the talking point if Jaquiski Tartano catches that interception? What's the talking point? Just be honest. What is it?
I mean, it's a problem.
So he hasn't been clutch as well.
It's within the realm of possibility.
It's a problem. He says.
All I'm saying is that, Breach, you are cherry-picking 4 regular season games. Why 4 regular season games?
Because those games were equally important. The Rams were trying to win the division. It's not like those weren't unimportant games.
And I'm guessing you didn't want to go back 2 more games because he has 6 touchdowns and 0 interceptions in those 2 games.
There was no reason to go back 2 more games. We're back to December. You have to pick a cutoff point.
Breach's point is that if Jaquiski Tartt catches the ball, that's a different conversation. Although, you know what?
But you didn't go back. You just went back to like – you're cherry picking
number one defender.
You got it.
Brinson's getting angry.
You know what's funny though?
He's gonna rip his shirt off.
Jaquiski Tartt not only did Matthew Stafford a favor, he did John Breach a favor because Breach and I were talking about this earlier. So the Steelers and the Cowboys have met the most times in the playoffs. 2 franchises Super that you Bowls. Expect to be Super in the playoffs Bowls. A lot. What's that?
They met the most time in the Super Bowl.
Super Bowl, thank you. Yeah. If Jaquiski Tartt catches that ball, it's Bengals 49ers for the 3rd time.
Yeah.
And I don't think Breach wanted to face the 49ers because he's so much into history and good luck charms and all that.
Well, as much as I love Matthew Stafford, I wanted the 49ers to win the game. So I would have been fine with Tartt catching the ball. My point is just Matthew Stafford has been, if you just look at his playoff stats, and the reason I think that's important is because before the playoffs, everyone's beating the Matthew Stafford can't win a playoff game drum. He's 1 interception, 6 touchdowns, and completing well over 70% of his passes. He's been a really, really good quarterback in the playoffs. So,
that's why this is a bold prediction, Brinson. This isn't called easy predictions. Yeah, see, it's a bold prediction. Gotcha. Now he's like, yeah, oh, okay, okay.
So is this is what we typically
so
do.
So you're giving my prediction an A-plus then, right?
That's right. We usually grade these, but Brent's
I'll give you a C-minus.
Brent's just having a conniption.
Just give my prediction a C-minus.
I'll give you a C-minus. C for cherry picking and minus because that prediction is minus EV.
You're going to give me a C for see this guy make the best bold prediction.
Where's my dunk button? I keep reaching for a dunk button.
It is bold, though. I mean, I know you don't like it for the substance of it. But
well, I mean, it's not like outrageously bold. You could throw one pick and zero touchdowns.
Yeah, but that's not a Hall of Fame.
Like every single breach prediction, there's a lot of outs here for Johnny B. Bad.
Yeah, he does have
Aaron Rodgers winning margin touchdown, still my all-time
favorite. All right, you want to hear my ball prediction?
Yes.
And I'm stealing this from our guy Jordan DeJohnny. He wrote this up on CBSSports.com, so go check that out. I was struggling with some ball prediction, so I went with him, and I'm giving him credit, but I love it. Odell Beckham throws a touchdown. He threw a touchdown, I think, in the playoff game. He threw one recently in the last month and a half or so. Has a really good arm, incredibly athletic. Get him on the move. You can get the defense to get to that side of the field because they think he's getting the swing pass and going to run with it. And then he just launches one downfield to Cooper Kupp. And if you're going to throw a touchdown pass to someone, why not have Cooper Kupp be on the receiving end of it? I like this. And maybe it gives the Rams a chance to sort of get the Bengals out of that drop eight stuff if they decide to do that. So I'm going Odell Beckham throws one for six.
I like that one. I give that an A+.
Shout out to Jordan. Thank you, Jordan.
Oh, no, actually, I take that back. I give that a D+.
Because he stole it?
Because he stole it.
But he stole
actually,
a good one.
Actually, give you an F. You know, nobody passes with plagiarism.
If you steal a Da Vinci, you're proud that you own a Da Vinci now. Sure, you stole it.
What the hell are you talking about? That's theft.
You're still going to show off your Da Vinci, though.
By the way, just to confirm what we said years ago, he would be a terrible lawyer. Your Honor, he stole it. But he claimed it's his. I rest my case.
Also, he's like talking about like the idea of like intellectual property. And then it's like, if you steal a Da Vinci painting, like what?
You still have one. It's cool.
You're like Charlie Day off Always Sunny. Like you're like the world's worst bird lawyer. Aren't you? Are you a boat lawyer?
Boat lawyer.
I like his prediction, though. I'm going to give it an A-. Thank only you. Not an A+.
I would give Jordan DeJohnny's prediction an A+.
I give Jordan A+, and Wilson gets an A- for regurgitating it.
All right. This one, I think this one's a pretty good one, pretty bold one. I have mentioned that I am on the over Jamar Chase rushing yards.
What is it?
3.5 rushing yards.
That's it. That feels like the Evan McPherson 1.5 field goal.
Well, I mean, the idea being that, like, the Bengals, I mean, Jamar Chase is very good. I mean, to state the obvious here, the Bengals love Jamar Chase. They love getting Jamar. They want to get the ball in Jamar Chase's hands.
Go on.
Tell me more. And I think that they will try and find creative ways to use Jamar Chase. You know, this is the Super Bowl. You are going to bust out every trick play in the book. That's why the Odell Beckham throws a touchdown thing makes a lot of sense. So my bold prediction, and I would encourage everybody to bet the over on Jamar Chase rushing yards. If we get one end around, he's probably going to get there. And
right.
Yeah, it's not.
Or even maybe they're doing a fake pass to Jamar Chase and he ends up running it for 3.5 yards.
Exactly.
Or he takes a step back behind the line of scrimmage, Burrows throws it to him, and that still counts as rushing yards.
Absolutely. My bold prediction, Jamar Chase scores the only rushing touchdown in Super Bowl 56.
I mean, that's insanely bold to the point of lunacy. But, I mean, that's an A+ in terms of boldness.
I like it.
I love it. And
look, but wait a second. Oh, rushing. Okay, so it can still be an exciting game. But it's not going to be 10-7 or something.
No. But I mean, I think, well, look, so here's the concept behind it is, like, one, these quarterbacks are very good. You know, two, these teams will stack the line of scrimmage, force the quarterbacks to throw in the red zone. And then three, I don't understand the kicking props.
Yeah.
It's 1.5 field goals for each kicker. These guys love to kick. Sean McVay and Zach Taylor are, like, I mean, I don't want to call them cowards. But they're pretty cowardly with their approach to fourth down.
Conservative.
I mean, good Lord. Yeah, he just went straight to coward.
They're the Super Bowl. They're not cowards. Conservative.
You can be a coward and win a Super Bowl.
They're conservative.
Who?
I mean, anybody.
Name one.
Let's use conservative.
Mike McCarthy's a Super Bowl winner.
How dare you, sir. he's crushing the Cowboys this.
Oh, my God. The Cowboys joke.
Meal prepping is difficult, but you know what? ButcherBox makes it way easier. ButcherBox is a subscription service that removes all guessing. If you're going to find high-quality meat, their meat comes from partners with the highest standards. We can all confirm that because we have gotten big packages of meat sent to our house recently. I'll tell you this. We're like, we had, you know, Robbie got the, you know, was sick, had to kind of locked down for a couple of days.
You can say it.
I mean, yeah, Robert got COVID, so we had to lock down for a couple of days.
Make it sound like he's like on his deathbed.
He's
good.
Anyway, we're quarantining. Like, man, I want some tacos. I can't go. Don't want to go to the store.
What'd you do?
Took a butcher's box ground beef out of the freezer. I don't know that I'll ever go back to store beef again. Butcher box beef is too good. Like, it's delicious. I made quesadillas for like 3 days straight. Just beef quesadillas. Freaking incredible. We also had busted out some chicken.
Great chicken.
Fantastic cuts of chicken.
It's wings.
All hormone-free. The best kind of meat you could possibly get. 10 out of 10. Highly recommend.
Definitely the chicken wings. You cannot overstate how much better the meat is from ButcherBox over the grocery store. My wife is literally... She does our grocery shopping. She's never buying grocery store meat again because ButcherBox is so much better.
We've done a lot of stuff.
Every month, ButcherBox ships a curated selection of high-quality meat right to your home, and that includes free shipping to the continental U.S. You can customize your own box or go with one of theirs. Either way, you get exactly what you want and need. And we mentioned the ground beef. This is your chance. Never have to shop for ground beef again. That's right. ButcherBox is giving new members free ground beef for life.
Yummy.
Sign up at butcherbox.com/PICKSIX and get 2 pounds of ground beef in every order for the life of your membership. Log on to butcherbox.com/PICKSIX to claim this deal. All right, let's do some defensive bold predictions. Ryan Wilson.
Yes. You ready? Oh, okay. I thought you were going to set me up more. I was going to say, you know how you do these.
I was tired of talking. My voice.
I appreciate you looking at me when I tried to add my insert your own personal story. And then you said, I'm going to keep going. So next time I'll tell you my personal story as it comes.
Well, what happened was we had done a Butcher Box read with me and Brady Quinn, and it ended up being like 7 minutes.
Got it.
So we love Butcher Box. They're fantastic. I'm not trying to cut it short. Just, trying to.
Credit to you for realizing you talk too much sometimes. Okay. What's my defensive bowl prediction? Defensive based. Oh, I love this one. And Breach, I said something and Breach tried to steal it, and then I stole it.
No, I tweaked your bold. You came up with it. I liked it, and I said you should do this instead. And yeah, tweaked it.
All right, here we go, Brinson. The Bengals get more sacks than the Rams.
Woo.
Is that bold enough?
Yeah, I think that's pretty bold.
I was going to ask you during the show, but Brinson again cut me off from the HQ show. Would you trade Trey Hendrickson for Aaron Donald?
Yes.
They play different positions. Trey Hendrickson is going to be pretty important. And because they're not.
I mean, if you're getting a player of Aaron Donald's caliber.
Just for this game.
You can't turn it down.
Okay.
I mean, I think that's like Trey Hendrickson has had a phenomenal season. And he's a big reason why the Bengals are in the Super Bowl. Okay. No, if you have a chance to have Aaron Donald.
We could see a situation where, I mean, this is pretty bold because the offensive line is so bad for the Bengals. And.
Well, I'll back your prediction up. I think if you would have said the same bold prediction before the AFC title game that the Bengals have more sacks than the Chiefs, people would have been like, Chris Jones. Of course,
this team is so much better than the Chiefs.
Well, no, that's what I'm saying, better. But the Mahomes ended up getting sacked more.
Because here's what's going to happen. The Rams are going to get sacks. So this means that the Bengals have to get at least one more. So it could be 7-6 in terms of the sack total or something. So that, I think, makes it more bold than saying, the Bengals will get 2 sacks and the Rams are going to sack anyone. Although, it'd be bold to say the Rams have 0 sacks as well, I suppose.
Well, like Prisco's.
Well, that's funny because I might as well just tie in my bold prediction.
What?
Wilson literally just stealing my bold prediction.
Well, he didn't grade his prediction yet.
Well, he just gave mine out, though. So I feel like
we'll circle back and grade.
Well, I wasn't listening, so it's no big deal.
An A-.
Thank you.
By the way, here's a fun prop bet because I was looking up for sacks. What will be more? Total sacks in the game or Alex Ovechkin total shots on goal on February 13th? And then I love this one too. Where was it? It's you can bet like yards of longest quarterback rush versus Leicester West Ham total corners.
Leicester, but go ahead.
Leicester.
That's a fun one.
Worcestershire. Aaron Donald total tackles and assists versus Waste Management open winner fourth round total birdies.
That's fun.
Those are crazy. What do we give Bree?
I give him an A-.
I'll give you.
That's tough. It's going to have to be like 7-6 in terms of the sack total.
I'll give you a B-.
I think if the Bengals win it, it'll be like 4-3.
Well, I think the pathway, there's a path.
There it is.
There's a path for this, and it's the Bengals have a lead. Bengals running the ball a bunch. Stafford forced to drop back a ton. Offensive line isn't winning against Hubbard and Hendrickson. B.J. Hill getting pressure up the interior. Like if that's probably the game script that has to happen for the Bengals to beat the Rams in sacks. where Joe Burrow's low number of passing attempts, Bengals a lead in kind of a low scoring game, and Stafford forced to drop back a bunch because they're trailing by 10 or something.
My bold prediction ties straight into Ryan's. I should just
we had a nice segue, but he wanted to tell us his.
Well, I know I should have just given it at the same time as yours. But if my bold prediction comes true, then Wilson's is probably going to hit because my bold prediction is that the Los Angeles Rams finish with 0 sacks, no sacks in the game. How do you feel about that?
That is incredibly bold.
That's incredibly bold.
That's A-plus bold and actually bolder than my bold prediction because I think my bold prediction is one in which the Rams are going to have to get – we'll get some sacks.
Well, it's the same as yours, really. Like, in theory, the Bengals will have more than
– Right. The Bengals are different.
Yeah,
it's different.
No, but I'm saying, like, yours
– But if mine comes true, his is almost certainly coming true.
Right.
Yeah, but I think yours is harder to hit.
Definitely.
Like yours can hit with Joe Burrow.
Can you bet on that? The Rams getting no sacks?
There's only one person on planet Earth that thinks that's going to a possibility. That offensive line is.
What do you think it would be like? Plus 400? It's got to be. It would have to be insane.
Way more than that. Like 0 sacks?
Right. Yeah.
Plus 4,000.
Can we find somebody who helps us find out what the Rams team total sacks is and let us know? Because the two guys who did bold predictions involving the Rams sacks didn't bother to look it up.
We're busy.
Yeah.
Right. Staring at the ocean. What a great
ocean.
There's so much water out there.
I think we've remembered that this is a podcast.
I know, and not the show.
Debo says 3 over is minus 155.
Over 3? So over 3.5.
So, yeah, getting 0 is the total would definitely be.
Yeah. So you could push on the 3 at minus 155. I like that over a lot.
I'll take the under.
I mean, do you really think there'll be 0 sacks to Joe Burrow?
No, there's no.
I think.
Like, how does this play out? Like, what's the final score of this sort of game? What's that situation?
27-24.
So the Bengals win 27-24?
I think that Joe Mixon goes off. Because if Joe Mixon gets going on the ground, that just opens so many things up because that means the Rams aren't just going to pin their ears back and go after Burrow.
Did you almost say pin their tails back?
Yes. I'm thinking about donkeys. I don't know what's
gets
going
birthday
on here.
Parties.
It's funny.
I wish you'd gone forward with the Rams aren't going to pin their tails back and get after Joe
Burrow. I think I'm thinking of it because my toddler is going to her first birthday party this weekend because, you know, COVID, you don't really do the birthday parties. And so she finally
got to wear a Bengals jersey.
She has her Bengals stuff ready. So
does she know what's going on? Like when you put it, does she know that like, she likes wearing the uniform and stuff?
She's still at the age where we put on whatever we want and she deals with it.
Right.
Yeah. And if it has Minnie Mouse on it, she's happy. And if it doesn't, she's indifferent.
You tell her the Bengals is actually Minnie Mouse.
Right. Exactly.
Dressed up.
I'm going to find Minnie Mouse wearing Bengals stuff on this trip.
So when I give you a B+, I give both of y'all B+'s for those.
All right. What's yours?
Mine is the opposite. Von Miller finishes with 3 sacks.
What?
And wins Super Bowl MVP.
Oh, man, that's bold.
Well, that is bold.
That's the shame
in human history that a defensive player wins multiple MVP awards.
That would be correct. I thought you could say first time ever. I was like, come on, man. You've been listening all week.
That
Von Miller was like 40-1 to win MVP, I think. I think that's worth betting on.
I bet it actually before the season that he'd be Super Bowl MVP and that he would get traded to the Rams. So I'm going to make.
He's going
to
be a billionaire.
Like Breach, only bet $1, so I'm only going to make $350 bucks. But
boy, wouldn't that suck if you actually bet that and he gets traded to the Rams like before the season?
It's okay. Else does it now.
What do you mean?
If you bet he's going to be defensive MVP, he still does
the
chance.
Yeah, you still get it. Doesn't matter if you switch teams.
Right.
Did you?
Of course not.
I was like, what?
I haven't bet since 1996.
Hey, look, Von Miller could have a huge game. The Bengals they get locked in on Aaron Donald, and then boom, Von Miller.
I mean, I think that's
over.
The thing. Is like you have to double-team Aaron Donald.
Would you rather take Aaron Donald out of the game or take Von Miller out of the game? What concerns you more?
Oh, Aaron Donald. And it's not close.
I don't – but you say that. But
the pressure off up the middle, you force Joe Burrow to get out running, you know, and if you, I just think that is, and Burrow's great on the run. Like, I'm not worried about Joe Burrow, but like, if you just get him uncomfortable early on and Aaron Donald's piercing up the middle.
Well, let me put it to you this way. Would you rather have, you're going to laugh at him, but just think about it seriously. Would you rather have Aaron Donald pressuring Joe Burrow or have like TJ Watt act like a crazy person coming off the edge? That's what I'm trying to get at.
Well, I think the thing with Von, I'll say this. I think Von Miller is more likely to cause a fumble
right
on a strip sack
that's
than Aaron Donald. Aaron Donald's more likely to swallow Joe Burrow whole and just leave him a bloody carcass on the ground.
And then Brandon Allen comes in and wins MVP. That's my next bold prediction.
My God, you are a delirious lunatic. Von, yes, 40-1, Debo says. Von Miller to win Super Bowl MVP. I think that's worth a splash.
Yeah.
I may even pick it just to be a little sprinkle. Yeah, sprinkle, splash, whatever you want to call it. What do you guys, what kind of grade do you give?
Splash.
What kind of grade do you give me for my
Von Miller? Another A plus. You're actually doing pretty good. You've had a rough, he had a rough year. Against the spread year.
Rough postseason.
I finished.
You actually did make a late run.
Yeah, I finished like.
But you had a,
I always talk about your bold prediction.
Oh, you know what? I just realized I'm one behind Pete, and he's got the Bengals.
He told, yeah, he's, catch he's him?
Yeah.
I don't want to say he was worried,
but as for straight up picks, since I know Brinson cares about that so much, yeah. I am tied with Dave Richard for the overall lead.
Nobody cares.
He is picking the Rams. I am picking the Bengals.
Oh man!
So one of us are going to come out.
The Bengals are going to break your heart in more ways.
They're not going to break
than one on Sunday. All right, let's take a quick break, and when we come back, more. Fun, crazy, zany, bold predictions next.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay. We'll start with, all right, we'll start with Breach here because I think Breaches leads into – actually, we'll start with me.
Yeah, yours is – I mean
– I don't even know what it is.
I feel an F coming on. Go ahead.
An F?
I want to hear this. Go ahead.
My bold, and these are just like off the wall, crazy, zany, bold predictions. I wanted to go with something that wasn't necessarily as game related, halftime show related.
Ooh.
My bold prediction is that at halftime of Super Bowl 56, when Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg come out, Eminem, they will play California Love. Is it California Love or California Love?
Lovin'.
California Lovin'.
I think so, yeah.
I think it's California Love.
California Love. Man, we'll figure it out.
It's California Love. California Loving is like something.
Oh, it's Mick Lovin. Sorry.
So what is the prediction?
There will be a Tupac hologram at the halftime show when they play California Love. They will hologram Tupac in, and they will have Eminem sing the Tupac parts. Well, the Tupac.
I'm laughing because I knew as soon as I looked at the title, I said to myself, Debo is going to be crushing me. And I look into these texts and he goes, Ryan is not right. So it is California Love. Thank you.
That's hilarious.
All right. So what grade do you give me for Tupac hologram?
So let's hold on. I love the idea of it, but let's go through all of them. And then we have to balance on this one. Because
can you add to your bold prediction that Eminem will wear a Matthew Stafford Lions jersey because he's from Detroit?
Anyway,
that could be yours.
Listen to all three.
I got a better one.
And because this is a fun bowl prediction, not something that, you know, offense defense related, we have to also consider the likelihood that it happens in addition to this boldness. So I like yours. And actually, maybe it happens, but we'll circle back.
I mean, we're in California.
And
it's, I mean, Dr. Dre and Tupac sang the song. Like, how do they not put part of that song in there?
Okay.
All right. Done some, yeah.
I'll
you
give it a B.
You want to go, Breach, or you want me to go?
I'll go. Or no, you know, we can close with mine.
Yeah, okay.
No, I think no. I think you go with Breaches and okay. Then Wilson's.
All right. My bold prediction is that the kicker for the Cincinnati Bengals wins Super Bowl MVP. Super Bowl MVP.
That would be incredibly bold. And that's so bold, in fact, that I wanted to use it, but I traded it to you for another.
He did trade it to me because he did not want to steal that.
Right.
The last time the Bengals were in a Super Bowl, it almost happened. I still dream about what it would have been like.
To be the son of an MVP.
The son of a Super Bowl MVP. I would probably be more insufferable, so maybe it's for the best. That
yeah, it's definitely for the best.
He
yeah.
didn't win.
You can actually blame your dad for how your life turned out. You're stuck with us.
Well, and the funny – I mean, that's true. I am going to blame him when I see him next. But you have to look at how is it possible for a kicker to win Super Bowl MVP. And that last Bengals Super Bowl is really the recipe where the Bengals didn't score an offensive touchdown. They scored 16 points in that game. They were up 16-13 with 40 seconds left to play. And so you had 10 points from the kicker. They had a kickoff return for a touchdown. So maybe the Bengals get a defensive touchdown or a special teams touchdown like they did in that game. And then the other team, the 49ers in Super Bowl 23, put up over 400 yards of offense, but only had 13 points to show for that amount of yardage because they had two missed field goals and they weren't getting points when they needed to. And so that's kind of the recipe for a kicker winning. So I think Evan
McPherson, you mentioned, though, I don't know if it's 81 game, but Ray Worthing had an opportunity to win it.
The Bengals' first Super Bowl, the 49ers won 26-21. Ray Worthing hit four field goals, which is tied for the Super Bowl record, kicked a squib kick on purpose that the Bengals fumbled, and the 49ers recovered. So you're talking about four field goals, caused a turnover, and the MVP went to Joe Montana, who only threw for 157 yards.
12-17, and had an interception.
My God, think about how many people just fell asleep listening to this.
Oh, this is great material, Brinson. Yeah. I'm giving kicker facts. So we're talking about the two closest times a kicker ever winning MVP were both Bengals Super Bowls, and now here we are in another Bengals Super Bowl, and a kicker is going to win.
Imagine the start of the year. I said, Breach, you have to pick a kicker in the AFC North to win the MVP.
If you don't put $10 on that MVP bet, 75-1,
I'm absolutely going to.
Don't put a dollar on it.
I'll put 10.
Put 10 on it. Well, imagine if I said to Breach in August, you have to pick a pick. Oh, excuse me. I'm about to cry. You have to pick a kicker in the AFC North to win the MVP, the Super Bowl. I mean,
he would have picked Justin Tucker.
Justin Tucker, possibly
Boswell.
Boswell. Then you probably go to Cleveland.
And the crazy thing
is, you weren't picking Evan McPherson.
Chris Boswell has the second most field goals in NFL playoff history without missing. So he's been a great playoff kicker. Evan McPherson now has the third most field goals in NFL playoff history.
I don't even know who's the Browns missing. Kicker.
They've been switching left and right.
Evan McPherson would have been last.
No, he'd have been third. I would have taken.
No, but here's the thing. Because, and you know this better than most people, you don't know how the kickers are going to react when they get to the NFL, especially one from the South. He was from Florida, the cold weather stuff. And, you know, sometimes kickers come in with all the accolades and they struggle. You would have taken them third, you think?
Yeah.
All right. Fair enough. All right. Ready for my
thing? Shout out to Tito, who just emailed me the clip of me looking like a scared fool.
Oh, I can't wait.
You requested it for me, and I think they're like, oh, Brinson wants it. I was like, no, Wilson wants it. But thank you for sending it. That is it's not as bad as I was.
Check out our Twitter. We'll have it.
Yeah, I'm sure
we'll be checking it out.
Can't wait. Let's wrap this up.
Yeah, look, that's an A+. I tell you what, it's an A-. Because it's an A+ prediction, but it's
predictable for me.
Yeah.
To be fair, he literally stole it from me. So again, F and A.
I didn't steal it. That was going to be my bold prediction.
F and A.
I look at the sign and I look at the rundown, and Wilson knew I was going to make a kicker prediction and flat out stole it.
I made the kicker prediction on Monday. I said 4-for-4, kicks 51 yarder to win it. And then you win the MVP.
All right, what's your bold prediction, Wilson?
Did you see it yet? Yeah. I love this one. Breach will cry the game, but for a good reason.
That's a good bold prediction.
I think that's 100% likely to happen. If they win, all the breaches are crying.
Easy.
Yeah, it's going to be, and we just need, and they'll take video up so we can all watch Breach cry together.
It will be an emotional day for sure. I was on with Brinson's buddy in Raleigh on radio. And he's
Adam Gold, podcast listener.
Adam Gold.
Love Adam.
He's like, where's the objectivity this week? And I was like, I'm sitting with my family in the stands in a Jim Breach jersey. That's where the objectivity is on Sunday.
I'm torn because
you hate happiness for other people.
Correct. I don't want Breach to be happy, but I don't want Breach's family to be sad.
So if there's a way, like maybe he gets arrested before the game, he doesn't see the game. Yeah. His family can enjoy it, and then he gets released.
I also want Matthew Stafford to win, so that way I look smart.
Right.
But I don't want it to be at the expense of your family. Like, I feel like your dad deserves a Bengals Super Bowl.
So what if Stafford throws for like 375 and three touchdowns, but they lose 31-28?
That actually supports your case, but he needs the Super Bowl in order to make the
Super Bowl
win.
Super Bowl loss, I don't think it's not going to happen. So,
but if he puts up huge numbers and it's the defense's fault that the Rams lost.
Maybe the good reason you cry is because Matthew Stafford wins MVP.
And I'm happy for Brinson.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think that.
By the way, Danny Cannell, I told him your stupid theory about Matthew Stafford. He goes, I think that might happen. That's like, Danny,
it's not a stupid theory. It's just going to happen now at this point. Okay. This is the final podcast with the Super Friends before the actual Super Bowl, which means we need your game picks. Not that.
I mean,
all right. So give
me worst kept secret ever.
Start with you. Give me a lay out how you think the game goes, what the final score will be, who you think wins MVP.
Wait a second. What was the other bowl prediction I had breached? Maybe before that's for the show, but I'll say it here. because we're doing so much going on here. So I think the game's going to start slow. I think both teams are going to be feeling that process. We talked in the HQ show on that comes on every day from 4 to 5 about how Zach Taylor and Sean McVay in a lot of ways are very similar. They were on the same coaching staff in Los Angeles, of course. And I think it's going to be field goals early on as we sort of figure things out. Then I think it'll open it up. The Bengals have been really good about doing the halftime adjustments throughout the playoffs. I think we see some of that. We know that Sean McVay is going to burn through his timeouts after halftime, so that could be an issue. And I think Joe Burrow plays well. I think Joe Mixon, as Preach and I have been saying, is going to have a really big impact in this game. I don't know if the defenses are going to show up for Cincinnati in particular. They've been getting better, but we know the Sean McVay offense, once it gets going, it can really get going. All that said, and I'm going to roll in my bowl prediction from the HQ show, I think the Bengals win. The spread's 4.5. I think they win by double digits.
Whoa!
Why was that not your bowl prediction?
I wrote it down somewhere.
That was for the HQ show.
That's for the HQ show.
My God, if you think the Bengals are going to win by double digits, you got to be throwing that around. Why didn't you do the alternate spread of Bengals minus 9.5?
I'll save it for
tomorrow.
This guy's on the Bengals bandwagon. It's the last thing I ever thought I would
guys
hear.
Do a drunk
this
test.
Guy is drunk.
You know what's funny? I told Breach this, every Wednesday I do Baltimore radio with our buddy Bob Haney and Vinny Serrato. And they're obviously Bengals, Ravens homers. They make fun of me for being a Steelers homer. And I said, listen, typically, because they asked me how I wanted to win, I said, well, it starts with John and Jim Breach. I don't want other
you
teams.
You know what Bengals minus 9.5 is?
What?
Plus 525.
Oh, wow.
You might want to do that.
That's like a three-game parlay against the spread.
And let me tell you, here's a fun fact. Super Bowl 50. The spread was minus 5. Panthers were actually favored in that game over the Broncos, which is hard to imagine. That game ended 24-10. So that's double digits.
Last year, the Chiefs were favored by 4.5 over the Buccaneers and lost by a lot, 22.
And then Super Bowl 47, Denver was favored by 2.5 over Seattle in the New York, the MetLife Bowl, 43-8.
That game was a pick'em.
Well, I just checked the historical spread. It said 2.5. Maybe it opened
Pro Football Reference?
No, I don't know what it was.
Maybe Patriots-Seahawks was pick'em. You got the Super Bowls mixed up. I don't think Broncos-Seahawks was a pick'em.
I thought it was a pick'em. Maybe not.
But either way, 43, whether it's 2.5 or a pick'em, 43-8, it's a whooping.
I like it. That's a – man, I should have just gone first so that you could go second and
yeah, I forgot it.
Steal all the Bengals thunder.
I know we talked about it, but I don't remember.
It's kind of hilarious that, like, Wilson's done 4 billion podcast hits in the final, like – he's like ending his like final little piece. He's like, Bengals win by double digits. You should have been banging that table.
Well, Breach and I were talking about today, and I thought it was going to be on today's show, but it's on tomorrow's show.
You're the right. Greatest Bronker, point Bronkers. Spread picker at CBS Sports this season is taking the Bengals by double digits.
The Seahawks and Patriots is definitely a pick-em or minus 1.
Brinson is wrong, according to Debo. I'm not sure about what, but it probably applies to most of the things that come out of your mouth.
Loudly. All caps, Brinson is wrong.
He was very polite about my wrongness.
All right, Breach, give us your pick, too.
We all know who I'm going to pick to win the game. I think
this is like a, you know, we always joke about you pull the string with Prisco and he like pops out the, like, it's like, Breach, pull the Breach string right now. It's like, Evan McPherson, Bengals win. Happy times. Love family. Bye.
I think the final score is going to be 30-27. I think we're going to see a lot of offense. That 30-27 would have 5 field goals in the game, 2 from the Rams, 3 from the Bengals. And I think I agree with Ryan. I think it gets off to a slow start. We see some field goals in the first half, and then things pick up in the second half, and then we get a thrilling fourth quarter. I feel like maybe a 20-20 tie going into the fourth quarter, and then we just see total craziness, and the Bengals outscore the Rams 10-7 in the fourth quarter, and Evan McPherson hits a 47-yard.
I said 51.
Yeah,
no, 51.
Well, I'm going 4 yards.
Okay.
We'll say a 47-yard field goal to beat the Rams and give the Bengals
30-27?
30-27.
Oh, I didn't give a score. I said double digits, though, so.
34-24?
I'll say 80-60.
No, give us a serious score.
I'm gonna do 34-21.
So what if if you did that, like, we should find somewhere. By the way, you can bet the Bengals minus 11.5, 7-1 at Caesars.
You should do that.
We should actually bet on these exact scores because you can bet exact point totals for each team.
$500,000.
Oh yeah, parlay. I mean, it goes nuclear.
If it's Breach is good at
Bengals 34,
scores.
Rams 21 would probably pay out like 1,000-1.
I keep track of my exact score predictions throughout the season. I got 6 this year.
Including
the Bengals-Chiefs regular season game, I predicted the exact
score. I missed that one
by
1 point.
Yeah, you picked 35-31. Yeah. I picked 34-31.
It's called what's it called? Breachigami? What's the?
That's a breachigami. Scoregami.
It's a breachigami. All right. I'll give my pick on the Picks podcast show with Pete.
Oh, he's flaking out.
Would you want me to give my pick here too?
No, because we know you're picking the Rams. I don't want to talk about it.
All right. I think that the Rams are going to win by 21 points.
There's a path for the Rams winning, but what'd you say?
21
points. Oh, that's worse than Andy Dalton 9 wins.
So 30, what did I say? So that's 34 to 13.
So you basically think it's going to be last year's Super Bowl?
I do.
Okay.
How dare. Breach is going to be there with his family. He's going to be laughing at the television.
And me talking about what my worst nightmare is, and now he's trying to will it into existence.
My other bold prediction for this is that at one point, a sad little Breach turns and looks at his siblings, says, should we leave?
Well, the next time people see me will likely be from inside the stadium on the post-Super Bowl podcast, assuming everything works out. And so, yeah, it might be the saddest Breach you've ever seen. It might be a crying Breach. It might be the happiest Breach. I don't know yet.
It's going to be a happy cry Breach.
Actually, 21 points is too much. I'm going to actually say,
come on.
No, my final score is going to be 24 to 10.
Ooh, you're going to Super Bowl 50.
You came off the 21 quite quickly there.
No, I was just remembering my final score, and it's not. I think it's gonna be a shockingly low scoring game.
All right.
Because so like Rams, Patriots.
I just think these teams are gonna run a bunch. They're gonna be conservative. There's gonna be field goals. There's just not gonna be a ton of points. I like a low scoring game in this spot. All right, that'll do it for this podcast. Of course, check out all the other stuff in the podcast feed. For Wilson and Breach, I'm Brenton. We'll see you guys later.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.